Again, my name is Mike Taylor. I'm with EWR Inc. I started with EWR Inc. back in 1997. You can't really tell by looking at me now, but I came straight out of the Marine Corps into EWR. And before I get started real good, I'd like to tell you a little story. My boss, Joe Wyrick, I know many of you know him. When I first started at EWR, my first 2 weeks, I didn't know what I was doing. The phone was ringing. It was during the season. I started in September, so the season was just cranking up. And I was frustrated because I was not able to help the people as they called in on the phone. I was having to pick up the phone, hear what they wanted, go ask somebody a question, and come back. And our receipt provider system at the time was command-driven. So you had to know all these commands to get to where you wanted to go in the system. So after about 2 weeks working, I went into his office, and I told him, I said, I'm not helping you. I said, I think I may need to go do something else because I'm not grasping this. And he sat me down, and he said, Mike, he said, I've been listening to you, and you're right. You don't know anything. But I'm hearing you on the phone. You're very nice. And I can teach you everything else you need to know, but I cannot teach you to be nice. And he stuck with me all those years, and I've been there now since 97, so whatever he taught me definitely worked. I'm very thankful to him for that. But what I'm here to talk to you today about is innovation in gen software. Now, my wife would disagree with this next statement, but when I'm speaking on something, I always try to know very well what it is I'm speaking on. And so I looked up the definition of innovation. And the first definition I found actually was the act of innovating, which wasn't that helpful. So I kept digging. I found this, which I thought was a pretty good definition. The application of better solutions that meet new or existing needs. Now, if you think about it, EWR was created from an innovation in the cotton industry, electronic receipts. That's the whole reason EWR exists, is because we facilitate the creation and moving back and forth of electronic receipts between the gins and the warehouses and the merchants. We were formed in 94, strictly as an electronic receipt provider for cotton. Now, I think in 2004, we became the sole provider of electronic receipts. And also, when we bought eCotton in 2004, we became the leading provider of cotton gin software and cotton warehouse software. So we kind of, we can't take the credit for having the market for cotton gin software, but our goal now is to keep that. You know, we want to keep reinventing ourselves. We want to keep improving our software so we remain the leader for cotton gin and cotton warehouse software. How do you do that? Where's that word again? Innovation. You've got to keep improving every single year. And you as ginners know this. You've got to be faster every year. And we strive very hard to do that. And we have really a really good way to do that. And you guys are the ones that help us do this. Innovation is what got us from here to here. Just small, you're climbing up the rung of the ladder. Small incremental innovations have got us to increase the productivity of the cotton gin. 10 years ago, in 2003, there were 890 cotton gins, active cotton gins in the country. As of October 1st this year, there were 632. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means there's less gins doing more work, more than likely with less people. Of those gins, 396 use our eCotton software. And it's our job, we take it upon ourselves to give you the tools you need to do your job efficiently and also put information in your producer's hands. Try to put as much information as we can at your producer's fingertips. Now, that six down there, I'm not saying that there are going to be six cotton gins here in the country in the next few years. What I'm saying here is that's a very important number to us because after the season, say after, usually January things are winding down, February we have the gin show. After that, from February right there, what we do is we go out and we talk to our customers. We try to see as many of our customers as we can during that six-month period. And a lot of the things that come from those meetings from our customers are the innovation. A lot of the innovations that we've done in our software are from the talks with you guys. You guys are driving this. We don't have a single ginner on staff at EWR. So every idea we have is coming from you guys. Okay. I want to talk about three of the things right now we're working on that I think are really neat innovations we're really excited about. If I was to hold this up to you right now and you tell me what this is, you'd say a smartphone, and you'd be right. But it's also a tool. It's a very powerful tool that you hold in your hand. Also, I read, I think it was the CEO of Intel said, in the computing power they had in 1969 was less than this, and we put a man on the moon. So at EWR, if we can put a man on the moon with less than this, surely we can get cotton from the field to the gin, which is that's what the My Modules app does. This smartphone app is available to producers, and it lets them scan modules and send information to our gin software. This goes through our cotton host service. Once they send the information, this is the screen they would send it from. Once they upload that information from the field, it goes to our gin's call-in book. What this allows the gin to do, it lets them plot the GPS points for these different modules. And you can, if you can see right here, you can see those little blue markers right there. Those are the GPS coordinates for each one of those modules. What that allows the gin to do then is to go ahead and give turn-by-turn instructions to the module driver where that module is. So there's no guesswork as to where that module is in the field. And this My Modules has been around, I don't know, 2 or 3 years. It's something that's growing in popularity, but we think it's a pretty neat little tool for the producers. As a producer, what I can see is I get a running total of the loads in my software. I can see gins that have been transmitted, picked up, or that have completed the ginning process. And if I wanted to drill down and see individual loads, I can select a load, and then if I wanted to go even further, I select another load. That gives me details about this individual load. And also, if you look down at the bottom, I did a bad job of capturing this, but if you look at the bottom down there, you can see bales that are on these loads. And we also give a bale summary that shows what's been sold, what's in loan, bales that have been classed. So going back to the point of putting information in your producer's hands, that's what this is. Whole thing is designed to do. Get information reliably from the field to the gin, and then give that producer something he can hold in his hands rather than call you on the phone. So, you know, we're trying to free up the people in your office so they're not on the phone all day answering questions or printing reports. This next app I want to talk to you about is the Bale Collector app. This app was actually developed for Adams Land Company in Leechville, Arkansas. They had a unique problem. They had two lines in their gin, and they wanted to create TAs, one TA from each line. So basically what they wanted to do is set a bale limit, say 88 bales, and then once, as they're scanning those bales as they come off those lines, this little app right here will capture that bale data and then shoot it to our remote bale entry program and print out a single TA. And this is a really good example of a really elegant solution, a very simple, I don't think it took us any time at all to develop this, but it's just working like gangbusters there. And we're very proud of this. Again, it allows the creation of a single TA from two different lines in the gin. Here's the screen where you can see where you can set the bale limit, and it keeps track of what's been scanned. Once it reaches that bale limit, it prints out a TA. The last big thing we're working on, and I think this is the thing we're the most excited about. We're working on capturing this RFID information from these round modules. And this actual project came about from a meeting in Newellton, Louisiana. We had a producer ask us, you know, I'm paying this premium for this wrap. Where am I seeing that? I'm not seeing any value there. So basically what we did, we sat down with John Deere and we said, look, there's got to be a way. You know, there's a disconnect. This is good information to have, but it's stopping as it gets to the gin. So this year, this is the first year of the pilot project. We're building arches above the scales as the truck rolls in, and we're reading this RFID information and attaching those RFID numbers, or those numbers from the RFID chips, to the load. And this is presented to the producer via our cotton host system. So when he gets his reports, he can see these individual numbers from those round modules. We think that, I mean, we can go much further with this, which we plan to. The first step was to accurately and reliably capture this RFID information. We're hoping in the future to work with John Deere to be able to gather more information with this. Some other things you may not notice that we're doing as far as the innovation. I don't know how many of you use our website, but that's kind of the window into our provider system. And we're always looking to improve this. Every year, like I said, we're upgrading processors. We're streamlining the processes that are running for you guys. And it's all in the name of when you push that button to send bales through the system, they get done as quickly as possible. And I know when I first started at EWR, sometimes during the busy time of year, it would take maybe 30, 40 minutes to get your acknowledgments back when you're sending cotton. Nowadays, it's if it's taking a minute, it's taking too long. I mean, usually they're coming back almost instantly. Also, our gen saw, our softwares, the cotton gen software, our remote bell entry software, which you see at the bottom left, and our hours program. We're always updating these, trying to make sure that we're improving our software. It's very important to us that we don't rest on our laurels. We want to be better, faster, stronger for you every single year. And if you ever have a question as to what we've done in the software, you can always go to the What's New section. It tracks everything, every improvement we've made in that software for the past year. So, I mean, it's an easy way to go back and just look at a lot of the things we're doing. But a lot of these things we're doing, a lot of these improvements that we're making are all coming from you guys. And definitely, I've done this for, well, since 97. I just, as a group, I want to thank you guys just because I've done support mainly for this company. And to a man, every gen, every warehouse I've talked to has just been amazing on the phone, just nice as they could be. And I definitely want to thank y'all for that. This concludes my presentation. Any questions? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are the bales being scanned as they're going on the truck? Where are they being scanned?
As I understand, they're scanned as they're coming off the line, then they're being staged to go on the truck. Okay. So they're using them right there and scanning them, and the TA is being built, but they're being staged somewhere on the yard for the truck to be loaded on the truck. Okay. Any other questions? Thank you.